It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. This is the part of the show where some of you get mad at me for telling you things that you just saw. And I get it. That is just my role on the show sometimes, and that's perfectly fine. And I also promise that we won't spend too much time on this topic because I don't want to upset any of you guys. I told you guys off the top of the show that the Chiefs do a lot of things right. They are 9-1. I still would have them as the best team in the league. I still think they are the best team in the league. I still trust this team more than I trust any other team in the league. But we got to discuss what happened yesterday. That's just kind of the job. And this is why I will make an agreement with you guys that I won't spend too much time on it if you guys can also be honest about something yesterday, and then we can move on, I promise. I know that we sometimes sell it like teams are double and triple teaming Travis Kelce to take him out of the offense. Can we acknowledge that's not what Buffalo did yesterday? How Buffalo defended Travis Kelce was they played man yesterday. That's what they did. We're not going to let you run free in a zone and let you run off script and let Pat run around and find you open in the middle of the field. We're going to put somebody on you, and that person's going to shadow you. And we don't think that you can run away from this individual. You're going to keep everything near the line of scrimmage. That's kind of what you've become as a player. And we're going to play pretty physical man coverage against you, and we don't think you can beat it. That's how Buffalo defended Travis Kelce yesterday. Now, I know we will use he was being used as a decoy yesterday. For who? D-Hop wasn't on the field really yesterday. Who is he being a decoy for? And over the last few weeks or so, Kelce's been getting a lot of targets in this offense now with no Rashee Rice and with the injuries that they have. He got 4 targets yesterday. He wasn't even their most targeted wide receiver yesterday, or tight end yesterday. That was Noah Gray. Noah Gray had more yards than him yesterday, had 2 touchdowns yesterday. So we don't have to spend too much time on it. But yesterday was not, the Bills were not double-teaming Travis Kelce to eliminate him from the offense. They didn't really do anything exotic yesterday. They played man. Romo even made the observation. This is usually a team that plays a lot of zone. Today, they're really manning up against Kansas City. Buffalo tried this novel concept. We don't think you got guys that can beat us. So we're going to line up in man. We're going to try to be physical against you. Sure, you're going to get some plays. You're going to put some drives together. We don't think you can do that consistently. And Buffalo's defense, for the most part, held up better than Kansas City's defense yesterday, and that's why they won. The drive that Mahomes put together, his final offensive drive where the game was close, was one of the best drives that we've seen. And you're going to do that. You're Kansas City. You still got Patrick Mahomes. You still got Andy Reid. We're still talking about a really good team here. You're never holding the Chiefs to 10 points. But yesterday, and Rob, you and I spent a lot of time this week talking about what their formula is as a team. What's their formula? Their formula is running the football with Kareem Hunt. He got 14 carries yesterday for 60 yards. Kareem was good yesterday. Kareem was fine. But if I had told you that between DeAndre Hopkins and Travis Kelce, they would get 37 yards receiving, you'd probably tell me, the Chiefs probably lose that game. That's what happened yesterday. Xavier Worthy had 4 catches for 60 yards. All of them were basically on one drive. And then outside of that, they didn't have another player have more than 30 yards receiving. D-Hop had 29 yards. Justin Watson had 26 yards. Noah Gray had 23. I mean, you know it's bad. Travis Kelce had fewer yards receiving yesterday than Peyton Hendershot. I don't even know what Peyton Hendershot looks like. Rob, you know what he looks like? If I handed you a picture right now of Peyton Hendershot, could you tell me, oh, I know who that is. He plays for the Chiefs. No clue you could tell me who that is. That guy had more receiving yards than Travis Kelce yesterday. I don't really think that Buffalo did something super exotic to take him out of the game. I think they just were physical with him and played man. That's how you should defend Travis Kelce in 2024. I don't know why teams let Travis Kelce run free against the zone. I really don't know why they do it. He is going to destroy you if that's what you do. And that's what he's been doing the last couple of weeks. Finding the soft spot in the zone. I'm going to camp right here, and I'm going to just paper cut you to death. 7 yards, 8 yards, 9 yards. Buffalo wouldn't let him do that yesterday. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.